So the VRA contracted Zoom Lion to carry out fumigation and decontamination exercise at the areas where the water has receded significantly to make it safe for habitation again. So essentially, we have the assembly represented by the safety officer. We have the traditional rep from the traditional council. We have we also have other what's the name, the chief executive himself. And the intention is to go to the areas we've inspected, and we deem it to be dry for them to start some form of decontamination of the place.
Is the VRA considering extending this to all affected districts? We are told 8 or 9 of them.
So as and when it becomes necessary, of course. So we are looking at it. For today, our intention is to tackle Mepe area.
I'm happy VRA has acted so swiftly to get that things and well done before people move into those houses. But I know that the water has receded considerably.
Do we know the number of houses that are now free for people to live in?
Yeah, currently we have not put a figure to it yet. We are taking the data on the ground. So once we get that done, we'll give you the figures.
What then will be your message to those residents who are already moving into their homes?
Yeah, so we are saying that we are appealing to all of them to remain calm, to stay at where they are currently, until those places are fumigated and the structural engineering inspection is done to ensure that the buildings are safe before they move in. And so until those things are done, we are appealing to everybody to remain at where they are now to ensure that we save lives. We don't want buildings collapsing on human beings, on anybody.